This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6:13 now, Friday morning, and it's May 16th, which means it's going to be hot, right? Highs of 90 today, 91 tomorrow, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90. Next Thursday, maybe a cool front coming through, going to lower the humidity. Highs only in the lower 80s, but enjoy it because then we'll be back to 90 before you know it. Lindsay Cohn joins us now, associate professor at the U.S. Naval War College, where she teaches strategy, international security, U.S. foreign policy, and civil-military relations to talk about what's going on with the Houthi rebels and explain where the United States is, what we tried to do, where we stand now, etc. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing well. And I just have to say I'm speaking in my personal capacity and my views don't represent those of the U.S. Naval War College or the U.S. government.
All right. Good. I'm glad you said that. I shall also say that I am speaking in my capacity as a guy that's just trying to make a living. No, I'm just teasing. Let's talk about what happened here, because this does involve the two jets that fell off of the Harry Truman. Well, they lost two jets. One of them fell off during a turn. The other one, I think they missed the cable. Let's start with some context, Professor, about how this started with President Trump and when he came on as president and what he decided to do with the Houthi rebels. And I guess even before that, for people that don't know the problems they were causing and Yemen's role in this.
Sure. So the Houthis are a group in Yemen based on both religious and tribal identities. They've been involved in a civil war in Yemen since 2014, when Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th and Israel responded. The Houthis took that opportunity to come into the fight on the Palestinian side. And they started firing at shipping in the Red Sea, which is a passage, a choke point between European and Asian shipping. And so the Biden administration did start firing back. Mostly they shot down the missiles and then they started firing at targets in Yemen. But that was a fairly narrow campaign. And then when the Trump administration and it did not stop the Houthis from doing what they were doing. Then the Trump administration came in and said, well, we're going to expand this campaign. We just haven't been firing on enough targets. So the Trump administration started firing on significantly more targets in Yemen. And this ceasefire now comes at a time when it sounds like both sides were looking for an off-ramp. And you mentioned the loss of jets. This campaign has been extremely expensive for the United States and has not appeared to degrade Houthi capabilities anywhere near the extent it was supposed to.
What I think is fascinating about this story is I think it is in microcosm what war looks like today, what it's like in the Middle East. And also I think we can infer from this President Trump's, I hate to use the word stomach, but his tolerance for prolonged conflict in the Middle East, because when it comes to the Houthi rebels, it's not as easy as, okay, those are these guys are the enemy, let's go get them, right?
Yeah, and also the Saudis have been carpet bombing Yemen for 10 years, and it hasn't done anything, really. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the idea that we could somehow bomb them into submission was always problematic, yeah.
So when you carpet bomb Yemen, and this goes to, again, who the enemy is, are you getting at the Houthi rebels? Who are you bombing when you carpet bomb Yemen? Who's suffering and who actually is being punished for this?
Yeah, so carpet bombing, obviously, by its nature, is indiscriminate. And the Yemeni people have been suffering horribly for the last 11 years at this point. Yemen is one of the poorest countries in the world. The famine rate is intense. And, you know, the U.S. strikes have been more targeted, but the Trump administration strikes are less targeted than the Biden administration. One of our strikes recently hit a migrant center and killed a number of people who had nothing to do with the Houthis. You know, so this is really, the Houthis are able to harden their targets, right? The Houthis are able to, their air defense systems are mobile, right? It is very difficult to target the Houthis specifically without also punishing the people of Yemen who are caught up in this civil war.
This seems to me tantamount to trying to kill a fly with a cannon. Is it?
Yes. I mean, we have degraded some of their capabilities, right? But yes, it is very, very difficult to target
the power.
Them surgically.
You got all the power and you got all the equipment you need. The problem is hitting the fly, and how much does it cost you every time you try to shoot at the fly with the cannon, right?
Yes, precisely, Tommy. Yes.
So with that being said, the president, I think, let's talk about President Trump's strategy and the people that are advising him on this. And this goes to the SignalGate or whatever, the Signal app thing that happened with the war plans being tweeted out. But was it successful with what they did against the Houthis? Did they make an impact? I know it cost about $1 billion in the first month alone. And I also think it goes to, and this is a big, long, complicated question, Professor, you can answer when you come back, because I look at the clock here and it's time for traffic. But it goes to, I think, sometimes people think the U.S. has unlimited military capacity, and it's not, because the generals were concerned that this was taking away resources from the Pacific should the United States have to get involved, correct?
That's correct. Yes,
all right,
we were worried about the opportunity cost.
You can pick it up there when we come back. We're talking to Professor Lindsay Cohn, Associate Professor at the U.S. Naval War College. She teaches strategy, international security, U.S. foreign policy, civil-military relations. Somebody texted in and said America's waiting far too long to deal with the Houthis. Well, maybe not, because I think President Trump, and look, again, you don't want a president, I don't think, to say, yeah, they kicked our rear ends. We can't beat them. Let's move on. No, he declared victory, as I think every American president should. I'm not criticizing him for that at all. But I think he realized, the President Trump did, that this could be God knows how expensive, going back to the shooting a fly with a cannon analogy. And we only have so many cannonballs to use, if you will. We'll take a break, come back, pick it up when we come back. Time now, traffic, WWL. 6:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Lindsay Cohn, Associate Professor at the U.S. Naval War College. She teaches strategy, international security, U.S. foreign policy, and civil-military relations. These opinions are hers, not of the college. So let's get back to the Houthi rebels and the Red Sea. And General Kurilla had an 8-to-10-month plan. The president signed off on it. But after 30 days, correct me if I'm saying anything wrong here, Professor, that the price tag, we were down two jets and about $1 billion, and assets were being used up so quickly, they thought it might affect our readiness to defend the country in the South Pacific should we need to do that, or in the Pacific. So after a month of this 10-month plan, the president said, that's enough. Am I close?
I think that's correct. I mean, the only thing that I would say is it's not entirely clear that the president ever signed off on doing an 8-to-10-month plan.
Okay.
It seems like, you know, but everything else you said is correct, yes.
So what this sounds like to me is We can infer from this the president doesn't have a lot of patience for long-term strategy or long-term wars in the Middle East. And when it comes to the money that we've spent, the two aircraft carriers that we lost, and it's more than just the jets. Lord only knows the jets are $67 million each, but then you got to salvage them, and they got a lot of ancillary costs as well. You're talking about $1 billion. What did we achieve against the Houthi rebels for $1 billion?
So it's not clear that we achieved a lot. Mm. That being said, we certainly didn't deter them from continuing to do what they were doing. That was one of the aims that was supposed to happen. We did appear to degrade some of their capability. We did certainly kill a number of their sort of mid-level people. And there are indications that one of the reasons they were willing to agree to a ceasefire is because they were kind of tired of being bombed. So it wasn't completely without effect. That being said, the ceasefire itself is very, very narrow and does not stop the Houthis from continuing to fire on non-U.S. vessels or to fire at Israel directly.
Were they firing? Well, they have fired on Israel, as I understand it, but have they?
Yeah.
They were firing on U.S. ships or attacking U.S. ships?
Yeah, so the main thing the Houthis started doing after the Israeli response to the Hamas attack was to start firing on any commercial shipping in the Red Sea that they considered linked to Israel or supportive of Israel. And that included ships carrying cargo to Israel, but also U.S. flagships, as U.S. is a supporter of Israel. So most U.S. flag shipping has started avoiding the Red Sea, meaning it has to sail all the way around Africa. And then once U.S. military ships showed up in the region to start shooting the missiles down, they started firing on U.S. ships as well, which, as you mentioned, caused the Truman to have to make that sharp turn.
So, you know, I don't know, Professor, what I don't know, but and I don't really care for the way President Trump carries himself a lot of times. But it seems to me in this case, I don't know, it seems like you got the best of two bad decisions to make. One of them is to continue this fight at $1 billion a month and risk the U.S. capabilities to defend itself in other areas of the world because the stockpile of weapons is not unlimited, or to continue on with this, an extremely expensive campaign to achieve minimal results. Are those pretty much what?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What the actions he's looking at or the choices he has?
Well, I mean, to be honest, we could have not done the bombing campaign. There was a lot of evidence that it would not have much effect. And I would say that it has not really achieved that much.
You mean in the beginning? Don't even waste $1 billion to start with, right?
That was one of the options. Yeah. I'm not saying it was necessarily the best one, but it was one of the options, was not to approach it this way at all, recognizing the low likelihood of success. That being said, getting an agreement for the Houthis not to target U.S. shipping does indicate that U.S. shipping can return to that channel, but it does not mean that the Houthis will stop firing on anyone else, including Israeli ships, including shipping from other countries that support Israel's side in this conflict. So it is a very narrow agreement, and I'm not sure what effect it will have on U.S. allies and partnerships in the region, although obviously it was mediated by Oman and in concert with the UAE. So at least the Gulf states seem to be on our side on this.
But you would think maybe you could have accomplished just in retro. And look, hindsight's always 20/20, as the cliche goes, but you would think that maybe word could have been gotten to the Houthis of, look, you know, just stop firing on American ships and none of this, we'll leave you alone, basically is the message that was sent, right? And that's what we achieved, and that could have maybe been sent without spending the $1 billion?
It's possible. I mean, I wouldn't say it would have been easy, but it's possible, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time. Lindsay Cohen, Associate Professor at the U.S. Naval War College, where she teaches strategy, international security, U.S. foreign policy, civil-military relations. So basically, it cost $1 billion for a month, lost two aircraft. The president declared victory. The Houthis are not firing on U.S. ships anymore. Did you want the president to continue the policy here and keep spending money and going after these flies with a cannon, which is basically what we're doing, or do you think he made the right call? 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland Jeweler text line. You can let me know. We'll talk LSU baseball. We'll come back right now. Time for WWL First News. All right, 6:45, quarter till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Big weekend for LSU baseball. Didn't start off so well. How you doing, Jeff?
Yeah, Tommy, how you doing today?
I'm all right. It's Friday. How bad can we be?
I think LSU fans would feel a little bit better right now if the Tigers got a win yesterday. That was one of the more frustrating losses, maybe the most frustrating loss of the season.
For people that don't understand, tell us what happened.
Well, I mean, LSU goes in as heavy favorites here in this series against South Carolina. The Gamecocks had just 5 wins in conference play going into last night's game. And you know, LSU was in control of the game. You know, they had, they got a 2-run homer from Daniel Dickinson in the first inning. Connor Ware is LSU's starting pitcher. They're going to start Cade Anderson tonight. They keep him on his regular rest. And Connor Ware just didn't have it. He was walking the ballpark. But then Jaden Nuke came into the ballgame and really settled things down. LSU had base runners on, it seemed like, every inning, but they hit into some double plays early on in the game. In the 5th inning, they score a run, does LSU, but they also, during that inning, had 2 runners thrown out at third base, one of them because Derek Carriel didn't slide. But you're up 3-1, you're still feeling okay about it, and then Jaden Newt, after retiring the first 12 hitters he faces, he gives up a base hit, he gives up a triple. All of a sudden South Carolina ties the game. LSU gets the lead back in the 7th, and you're feeling okay, 5-3. You give the ball to Zach Cowan, your best reliever. He gives up a run in the 8th, and he gets the first guy out in the 9th. You got a 1-run lead. You're saying, okay, you're at the bottom of the South Carolina batting order, and then a freshman, the number 8 hitter for South Carolina, hits a home run to tie it. The next hitter hits a triple. 2 batters later, you throw a wild pitch and South Carolina wins. And you're just like, really? I think that's what you're feeling if you're an LSU fan. Like, really? That just happened? Mm-hmm. Just a frustrating loss. A South Carolina team that has been giving up 20-plus runs a game in a couple of contests here recently. But LSU continues to kind of struggle against left-handed pitchers. And the offense is just, it's just not the same on the road as it is at Alec Box Stadium. Even though they scored 5 runs, you're saying, okay, 5 runs, is that enough to win it? It just felt like they should have scored a lot more last night.
To lose on a wild pitch walk-off is just...
Yes, not even giving them a chance. And you had 2 batters, actually it was 1 batter later. Prior to that, you had a great diving catch by Jared Jones that robbed South Carolina of a game-winning hit. And when Jones makes that catch, okay, you got 2 outs, get out of this inning, and then you throw the – and it wasn't even close. It was a right-handed hitter. He threw the ball in the left-handed batter's box. Luis Hernandez didn't even have a chance. It's I one of those games that, you know, over the course of, 30 conference games, you're going to have a couple clunkers. I think yesterday was just that.
It seems to me the wild pitch walk-off is kind of like emblematic of the whole game, which is not a lot of focus, not a lot of concentration. Thoughts?
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. You know, I mean, it's hard. You know, I think here you are. You just took two out of three from Arkansas in a pretty a high-intensity series, and then you go on the road – and you're playing a team that is 5-22 in SEC play. They lost 22-2 to Florida. They lost 24-2 to Auburn recently. It just looks like South Carolina's just kind of playing out this, you know, just they're just out there. The place is, I don't even say half full. It's one quarter full, the stadium they were playing in yesterday. South Carolina fans aren't into it. And you just, you're right. You're not focused. You're getting runners thrown out. You're not having good at-bats with runners in scoring position. LSU made some terrific plays in the game. I mean, Josh Pearson might have made one of the best plays of the season. He caught a line drive, sliding, and then he got up and he threw to second, and they got a double play. Steven Milam had a great defensive play early on in the game. So, and Jaden Newt looked really good last night, and so did Chase Shores. Good to see Chase Shores put back-to-back good outings out of the bullpen. So, there were some positives there. It was just one of those games where you let an inferior opponent kind of hang around, give them a little bit of belief, and they took advantage of it.
But you know what? Maybe if you're going to have one of those, maybe last night was the time to have it. We'll pick it up when we come back. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. He's got a story up at WWL.com, LSU on the wrong end of pulmonary magic, 6-5 walk-off loss, a walk-off wild pitch, which is just frustrating. But, you know, again, Jeff, it's easy to lose focus. Sometimes we all do when we should least be losing it. It would seem like that's the last time in the world you would lose focus, but it happens. So if that was going to happen to LSU, it seems like last night was the time for it to happen. You win two more games, and all of a sudden everything's looking okay for the Super Regional.
Yeah, I would say so. And here you got Kate Anderson and Anthony Ianson and set to start the next two games. That's your two best pitchers. Now, LSU's going to face another left-hander tonight, a hard-throwing left-hander. So let's see if they can put some runs up on the board. I think that's one of the things that I mentioned in my preview piece going into this series is you just would like to see a little bit more offense consistently, especially when they're away from Alec Box Stadium. And they've struggled to really, frankly, do that. And again, I know you might say five runs could be enough or should be enough, but I don't know. Again, they left a lot of chances in yesterday's game. But it is good to know that you got Kate Anderson and Anthony Ianson. I would imagine after losing yesterday, this team will be a little bit more locked in for today's game. And again, the idea is, or the hope is, to get to 19 conference wins. They're sitting at 17. You got two more before the regular season ends, and you got a good chance to get to 19.
And about being locked in, you would think Pulmonary had South Carolina locked in coming in against LSU. Not coming with LSU coming to town, I should say, and taking on LSU, and you would think that now Jay Johnson's like, okay, guys, here's the deal, blah, 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 blah. We got to focus and finish and take care of our business.
Yeah, it's probably one of those games where the coach wants to tell the players, I told you so. I told you these guys were going to be ready for us.
Maybe he needs
and, to. Yeah, yeah. And then, hey, we saw it last week. I mean, Texas A&M, who had been playing fairly decent, got swept by a previously winless Missouri team. Yeah, I mean, these things happen. And I think you always hate it when it happens to the team that you're following and you're rooting for, but how they respond, I think, is going to be crucial, because A&M didn't respond very well after Missouri came back to beat them in their first game of the series last week, and they got swept. And LSU's got to come in and, like I said, get focused and need another great start from Kate Anderson and Anthony Ianson to kind of set the tone, and hopefully these next two games will be much more enjoyable for LSU fans.
How do they say it on social media? Blank around and find out, right?
Yeah.
That's what I would do if I was Jay Johnson. That's what I'd tell him. Well, you know what? You blanked around and you found out. So there you go.
Or, you know, yeah, you play stupid games, you get stupid prizes. Right, Tommy?
There you go. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana News Network news director. Next hour, we're going to talk to Barry Irwin, chief policy officer for Leaders for a Better Louisiana. They've got a new analysis on the state of the TOPS program that's pretty interesting. We'll go into that. Then, of course, we'll help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.